Welcome to Spectrum Asia, another weekly discussion of topics of interest to our listeners throughout the USA and internationally. Here's this week's host, Steve Warren.
Hi again, and welcome. For the first time in almost 3 years, the Travel Show has returned to the Javits Center in New York. And indeed, it was an international travel show, in addition to a lot of domestic locations as well that people may want to visit now that they're back in their cars and back in their airplanes and back trying to get out of the house for a while. Among the participants, a number of Asian countries. We were curious to see about Asian travel. There were about 5 Asian countries that participated, including the Philippines and also Japan and Taiwan and also Thailand and Korea. We did have a chance to visit with a few of our friends from those places, and we'll start with Taiwan. We're at the Taiwan exhibit at the travel show in New York for the first time in 2 years. Minnie Cao is our guest, and she is representing she's the marketing manager for the Taiwan Tourism Bureau, which is an organization that helps people get around. So, Minnie, how does it feel to be back exhibiting to people maybe interested in going to Taiwan?
Yeah, it's definitely really exciting, especially, you know, after this 2 years long COVID impact. So everyone's really eager to travel. And so as a Taiwan Tourism Bureau representative, we are really excited to be here and meet our consumer, meet our the medias, and meet our travel agents, because everyone just can't wait, you know, to go travel again. And Taiwan is definitely one of the best destinations that for you to consider to come travel. And we are welcome you here.
So I know the flights usually fly into Taiwan Airport, just a little north of Taipei or west of Taipei.
Right.
Tell us about some of the other destinations. I've been there a number of times, but tell us some of the other exciting places of Taiwan. And it's a small country, and it's very easy to get around.
Yes, Taiwan is a small island, but we have almost everything to offer to all different kinds of tourists. Either you are a solo traveler, or you're a senior traveler, or you're a family traveler. We have all those things that to fit your any kind of thing that you are looking for. But first, Taipei is the capital of Taiwan. It's definitely the place that you have to go. Taipei is a modern city, but we also have like a night market, and we have a National Palace Museum in Taipei City. National Palace Museum is the top 5 museums all around the world, so that's definitely a must-see. And besides Taipei City, you can also take the high-speed railroad down to south to Taichung and Kaohsiung. So Taichung is the biggest city in central Taiwan. It has, like, we have really new build. It's the artist museum.
I've seen the new performing arts center in Taichung.
Yes.
It's so beautiful.
Yes, it's amazing. That is really beautiful, and we have like amazing programs there. And as you know, because Taiwan, I'm sure everybody heard of that, as Taiwan is doing a great job responding to the COVID crisis. So Taiwan is definitely one of the safest destination for you to go there. Where were we? Okay, so Taichung, and then we move south. We can go to Tainan or Kaohsiung. So Tainan is the oldest city in Taiwan. So you can, if you're interested in culture or historical background, that if you are looking for that, there are many things in Tainan, and we have like most traditional Taiwanese cuisine in Tainan. And Kaohsiung is the third biggest city in whole Taiwan, and it's a harbor city, so the cruise stop by in Kaohsiung, and that's also very worthy to see a city in Taiwan. And so that's the west coast of Taiwan. You can take the high-speed railroad. It's very convenient, because from Taipei to Kaohsiung, from north to south, around 200 miles, it only takes 90 minutes, so it's like super fast.
Yeah, it's great. And of course, they have the regular trains too, which go the same road, just takes a little longer.
Yes.
And for those people who love bubble tea, Taichung is where that came from, right?
Yes, exactly. Yes, Taiwanese invent the bubble tea. Yes, Taichung is the original city that invents the bubble tea. But of course, now it's super popular, even though in the U.S. So you can definitely find all different kinds of bubble teas and handcraft drinks in Taiwan. And of course, Taiwanese tea is also very famous, and we also have like really famous Kavalan whiskey. I'm sure some of you heard of that. That's the Kavalan whiskey that has won the best best award, something, best whiskey award, something in the world. So that's also one thing to try. And then now we move to the east coast of Taiwan. East coast, we have regular rail train, so you can definitely travel by train, or you can do cycling. That's lots of people also choose to do the cycling, because east coast is more, we have lots of nature, a stunning nature scene. We have the mountains and we have amazing coastlines in east coast, and we have several really famous national park like Taroko Gorge in Hualien, and in Taidong we have several Aboriginal indigenous tribe group.
Yes, I see many of them. They have their own communities. There's of course there's the rainforest areas,
yes,
which is very beautiful depending on the time of year that you are there. Big popular, having to do with China America Radio, K-pop, which is Korean pop, is very popular over the world. But so many of the Mandarin singers are all from Taiwan.
Yes.
So your music scene there and the Taipei Center concerts are extraordinary.
Right. The new Taipei Music Center that they just finished building that maybe 2 years ago. So that was really new. And so that's almost like a music culture center right now in Far East Asia. And of course, there are also other famous K-pop thing. But in Taiwan, that we also have more and more diverse cultural activities to do. We have diverse religious events every year, and that's very unique. So we have Taoism, we have Buddhism, and we have this really traditional religious event Dajia Mazu, or in Pingdong, this really south part of Taiwan, they have this Burning Boat Festival every 3 years. But that's super unique, you only get to see in Taiwan. And if you're interested in experience different culture activities or event, Taiwan will be a great place.
Taiwan seems to really celebrate the holidays very, very much. I think probably the most spectacular holiday I spent in Taiwan was Lantern Festival.
Yes, so Lantern Festival is usually it's during Lunar New Year, so usually it's January or February. So Lantern Festival is one of the biggest events nowadays in Taiwan. Even local people are thrilled to go there. So for the national tourism, for the international tourism, we also encourage them to see that. And also Taiwan's, another thing that I want to mention is Taiwan is also a well-known friendly place for the LGBTQ community. So we're welcome. So it's such a tolerance and
It's the only place.
Place
in Asia where you can actually get married, and married couples are treated as married couples.
Exactly.
And in fact, I was walking by one of the hospitals there, and there was a rainbow flag hanging out of the window.
Yes.
So it's a very, very cool place, and there's no visa required for people coming from U.S. Correct?
Yes. Right now, at this moment, because of the COVID, we still have some quarantine and border control policy. But we hopefully everything will be back to normal soon. And then for the U.S. citizen and for the Canadian citizen, you don't need to apply for visa. You don't need to even register for ESTA or something. You just grab your valid passport and just go.
Okay.
So and you can stay there for 90 days. So it's super convenient for you to plan your trip to Taiwan.
Well, I want to thank you so much for taking the time to spend with us today. I hope that we'll be meeting again either here in New York or maybe in Taipei or Taiwan.
Yes.
I'm hoping to go in September. Cross my fingers. Hope for good luck.
Yes, good luck. And we hope to see you there. So please come visit Taiwan, the heart of Asia. We welcome all of you to come visit Taiwan and enjoy your amazing trip there. Thank you.
Thank you for being with us. 谢谢你.
Now, on the floor here at the Travel Show, we will wander over to our next Asian destination, which is Japan. And we are speaking with Ken Sudo.
So a lot of people are concerned when they travel these days about restrictions on travel when they arrive into another country. What's the situation these days in Japan?
Okay, quarantine restrictions has been lifted. However, the foreigner still, they have a visa to, you have to get visa, special visa to get into Japan.
Right.
And the tourism passenger is still not go over to Japan. And the business trip, business travelers or students, mm-hmm. special visa person can go there. Unfortunately, tourism is not, they're not open until for tourism. I mean, we're a tourism organization, but you know, that's the unfortunate thing. And then hopefully they would open it up by April or May. Right. That's what we're hoping
for. I don't want to get ahead of you, but yeah, it would be really nice because I see some of the other places in Asia are already opening
right.
up.
They're starting to open it up. Korea's opening up. And then I know that European countries have started to open up. So I think we're going to follow the suit soon. Mm-hmm. So that's one of the reasons we set up the booth today and yesterday. This travel show is very important for us
yes.
to notify that we will be open soon.
Yeah.
Okay.
How's the tourism business in Japan? Has it suffered the past couple of years because of so many people not coming in?
Yeah, of course. I mean, it's not as bad as Australia because Australia, I mean, their own citizen couldn't get back to Australia. We're not that strict. Japanese citizen can go back to Japan during the pandemic. Mm-hmm. However, it's still they're still kind of watching, looking where to open it up.
Right.
So
well, I certainly hope that Japan tourism will advertise a lot when things do open up and get some people to come visit your lovely country.
We'll do. Yeah, I hope so too. Yes.
Good. Well, thank you very much for coming to the travel show, and
we'll
see you here next year and hope that the story is different.
I hope so. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
And so we also want to point out that there was a very long line of people to get into the travel show every day this year at the Javits Center that shows people really do want to get out and travel. And we wish all of our friends in the Asian countries the best of luck at opening their doors so we can once again visit there. Our first guest on the show this week was Minnie Cao. She's with the Taiwan Tourism Bureau in New York. And their website will be on our China America website. And our final guest was Ken Sudo, who's with the Nippon Travel Agency in New Jersey. And we'll put his website there as well. Until next week, this is Steve Warren.
Thank you for listening to this week's edition of Spectrum Asia. To hear podcasts of past programs, visit the Spectrum Asia tab on our website at ChinaAmericaRadio.com.